Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Once again, tune into Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown, Jr. We do come to you live from Upper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, we have none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. We'll be delivering God's word on tonight. He is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth God's word very shortly. So I'm asking our listeners, as I always do, please get your Bibles, get your pens and your paper ready so that you can follow along as he shares God's word with us on tonight. As we get ready to go into prayer, I'm asking all listeners, if you would please keep the following people in your prayers. Of course, we want to keep Israel and the people of Israel and Ukraine in our prayers. The Word of God told us that we will experience and see wars and rumors of wars, and that's exactly what we are seeing going on today in today's world. So we must continue to pray for Israel and the people of Israel as well as Ukraine. We also want to keep the following members of my family in your prayers. My Aunt Eola Hoag and her children, my cousins, as we funeralized her husband, my Uncle Jeff in Marion, Alabama on last Saturday. We also want to keep my Aunt Lily Mae King in your prayers. She is home now under hospice. We want to keep her in your prayers that God's will be done in her life. We also want to pray for her husband, my uncle, Uncle Malachi, and their children and their families. All those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, whether we know them or not, we want to continue to lift them up in prayer. We want to also continue to pray for my cousin Mary Ann King in Greensboro, North Carolina, also Aunt Essie Tipp in Greensboro, North Carolina. Keep them in your prayers. We're still praying for our brother in Christ, Brother Rob Mitchell. He lost hearing in one of his ears, but the hearing is slowly coming back, so we give God glory, honor, and praise for that. And then we also want to continue to pray for our sister in Christ, also a faithful member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. Well, Brother Rob Mitchell and I are members, and also our sister in Christ, I call her my cousin, my new cousin in Christ, Tara Doss. We want to keep her in prayer as she is still experiencing problems with her throat. But we know that the devil is a liar, and she's going to be healed, delivered, and set free as well. And not only her, but all those that are going through sickness and illnesses in their bodies, minds, and spirit, we thank God for his healing power. He has the final say in every situation. So we're going to go to God in prayer and thank God we don't have to send him anywhere. Guess what? Because he's everywhere at the same time. Please pray with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we, your children, are coming together once again on one accord, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We truly bless your name because you're worthy to be praised. There is none like you in all the earth. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, all those that are on our sick list, Heavenly Father, that we have called on by name, even those that we don't know of that are sick and afflicted, all those that are bereaved on tonight, we ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth would not be in vain. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We also continue to lift up our guests on tonight, Pastor Norman King and his family. Continue to forgive them of their sins and transgressions as well in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are everywhere at the same time. We don't have to send you anywhere because we know that you are already there. You're already on the case because you said that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you are a faithful promise keeper. You said that you care for us, and you are truly, truly showing us every day how much you truly love us and care for us when you allow us to wake up and be still here in the land of the living and in our right minds. Thank you in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that your word will go forth through your man of God, Pastor Norman King, on tonight, that should there be any listeners that's not saved in the name of Jesus, whether they have dialed in by phone, whether they are listening in through social media platforms around the world, or whether they are incarcerated behind prison bars on tonight, as your word goes forth through your man of God, through your Holy Spirit, it's our prayer, our hope and desire that something will be said through him on tonight, that those that are not saved in Jesus' name will open their mouths, confess their sins, and ask your son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts, even on tonight, and save them. And once they are saved, Heavenly Father, that you would show them their God purpose in the earth, that they would fulfill their God purpose in the earth for your glory, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you for your grace and your mercy that you extend to each one of us, although we don't deserve it. We cannot earn it. There's nothing we can do so good that we can earn your grace and your mercy. But we thank you that it's free. On tonight, just like salvation is free through Jesus Christ. We thank you that your grace and mercy, even your sufficient grace, is free. And we thank you for granting it to us, even on tonight, in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray that you would have your way through this worldwide ministry broadcast on tonight. Help us to decrease individually, and then as a corporate body of believers, in the name of Jesus, that you get the glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for touching and strengthening and healing and anointing our pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all the great things that you are doing in his life. Continue to bless him. Continue to lead and guide him as you see fit, as he continues to lead and guide your people at the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, that we will be faithful doers of your word, as we are being taught and ministered your word through him as your vessel, that we will follow the leadership, and that we will follow the vision that you have given to him for the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. Not only for him, but every pastor, every shepherd that's preaching your word all over the land, is our prayer, hope, and desire that you will continue to bless each one of them. Continue to bless the congregations that they are the under-shepherds of, that they will see the vision that you have placed over the men and women of God's lives that are overseers in the pulpit that stands on your word and preach and teach your word, that we will see the vision that you have placed over them for your church, that your church will grow and be better for it as we continue to march up the King's highway, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we ask that you would just have your way over this broadcast on tonight, that you get the glory. Continue to bless each listener as they continue to dial in. Continue to bless those that are listening in through social media platforms around the world, even those that are customers, testimony with them the desires of their hearts. They will give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. On tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought, as we always do. Tonight, it comes to us saying, I have too many flaws to be perfect, but I have too many blessings to be ungrateful. Someone needs to hear that as spiritual food for thought. I have too many flaws to be perfect, but I have too many blessings to be ungrateful. I do welcome all comments and feedback from our listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take note, I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. Before we get ready for the music break, I am so excited and happy for this awesome man of God. I've known him for quite a few years. It's a musician at the St. James Baptist Church, where I was a member for many, many years under the great leadership of the late Reverend Charles H. Nix, Jr. None other than, we want to say congratulations to Bishop Andre S. Sonny Woods on his installation today as pastor of the Bethlehem Temple of Deliverance Church, which is located in Detroit. I want to personally say unto you, Bishop Andre Woods, keep up the great work and kingdom building through preaching and teaching God's word. You haven't seen nothing yet. As long as you continue to stay faithful and do what God has called you to do, the best for you is still yet to come. So we want to say once again on tonight, a shout out and congratulations to Bishop Andre Woods on his installation today as pastor of the Bethlehem Temple Deliverance Church, which is located here in Detroit, Michigan. I think that service was held at Mount Zion Baptist Church on Van Dyke on the east side of Detroit today. As we get ready for Pastor Norman King to dial in, we're going to go to our music break. I'm seeing another number here that I'm not familiar with. I see it's a 366 area code. I don't know if this is another number that Pastor King is dialing in from, but we will find out. So let me do that right now and see just to make sure, because I recognize his number, but this is a different number that I'm looking at from the 336 area code. Hold me just 1 second. Pastor Norman King, are you on the air? Okay, that's a different one. That's someone else from Greensboro, North Carolina. Thank you for dialing in on tonight. Stay with us. Again, Pastor Norman King will be dialing in shortly. But until he dials in, we're going to go to our music break. And because of what the world is experiencing now, through all these different wars and rumors of wars, like the Bible told us was going to happen, that we were going to see, and we are truly living in the last days, that's why I'm going to play for our music break on tonight. Cover me, Lord.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy self. with high thyself. Oh, cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh, cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh, with hallelujah. My soul says yes. Yes. Come on, lift your voice and say it. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
Yes, 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 yes. Aren't you glad that we are, that are saved in Jesus' name? We are covered by the blood of Jesus. So that's why the word of God said the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And guess what? It still works today. The blood of Jesus still works, and it will never lose its power. Listen, I just received a text message from one of our faithful listeners. She's not on the line with us on tonight. She just sent me a message saying that she is at the hospital with one of her sisters. We don't know what's going on. I just text her and ask her what her sister's name is. So when she texts me her sister's name, we can all be in on one accord and agreement in prayer regarding Sister Gwen Walker's sister. So not only do we want to keep her sister in prayer, we want to keep Sister Gwen Walker, one of our faithful listeners, in prayer as well. Thank God I see that Pastor Norman King has dialed in. So we get ready to receive Pastor Norman King. Before he brings forth the word, he has a song that he is going to minister to us first with a song, and then he's going to go directly into God's word. So I pray and hope that you all have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along with Pastor Norman King, my first cousin, none other than the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Also, we want to continue to pray for the people of Israel and Ukraine. Again, we want to continue to pray for my aunt Eola Hogue and her family. My cousin, also my aunt Lily Mae King, who is now home under hospice. We want to keep her in their prayers as well as her husband, my uncle Malachi, and their son and their grandchildren. We want to keep that family in prayer that God's will be done, that he get the glory, not only for those families, but anyone that's sick and afflicted, and for the bereaved all over the land, whether we know them or not, keep them lifted up in prayer. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. We're so humbly grateful to be in that presence tonight. We thank God for Cousin James for being so faithful to his assignment. And I want to give God the praise and all the glory tonight for keeping me and safe, sound, and as I get ready to allow the Holy Spirit to speak through me. So we're going to first start off with this song. It's by John P. Key. It's called My Mind is Made Up.
Even Democrats know Joe Biden is a disaster and his economy a mess. need a miracle when it comes. How many got a made up mind tonight? And the Lord, my mind is made. Just gonna let Jesus come away. There he is.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My mind is made up. And we're going to touch on some areas tonight dealing with trust. When you've been through, going through highs, your lows, no matter what, you got to have a made-up mind. Amen. And I'm going to go all the way. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, who's our Lord and our Savior, we give you all the praise, honor, and the glory. We're so humbly grateful for thy body and presence. You say but in your word, and with two or three is gathered together in your name, touching the ground, you hear it in the midst. We give you all praise, Father God, because of this, what you allow us to be in the midst of right now. In such a time as this, we thank you, Father God, for the many listeners who listen tonight. I pray that they hear you and not me. And if you heard the prayers, the request that's been made known by James, we honor those that he has put on the prayer list, Father God. And we pray, Father God, that someone who's listening tonight, Father God, will be touched by this word. And we just pray and we ask these things tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that the Redeemer Lord say amen, amen, and amen. And we're going to use for a sermon topic tonight the same name of that song, Lord, Lay My Heart, and use that for a title tonight. My mind is made up. Amen. My mind is made up. And we're dealing with a trusting tonight, man. We got to trust in God. Amen. In order for us to reap the benefit that's been ordained by God, we have got to have a made up mind. Amen. That I'm going to go, period. You know, if I got to go by myself, I got to go. Amen. So my mind is made up. I got to trust in God, amen. And the scripture that we're going to read is going to be Psalms 37. Particular scripture is verses 3 through 5. King James, the third verse says, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit the way, thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Amen. We thank God, amen, for his many blessings, Father God. And we thank him for it, amen. And we're going to deal with, like I said, a topic, amen, my mind is made up. And what this is dealing with tonight is dealing with this psalm that's going to deal with how to live wisely in a wicked generation. Amen. How to live wisely in a wicked generation. You know, with a lot that's going on in the world today. Amen. And we got everybody, I'm just generalizing. Everybody seems to have the right answers, they think. But no one is listening to what thus said the Lord. When I say no one, I'm not saying everybody, but a big majority is not listening to what thus said the Lord. You know, they listen to all what CNN is saying and NBC and so on and so forth. And I thank God that he's given me this word tonight because it's dealing with us as believers, as Christians, amen. And how to live wisely in a wicked generation. And I know about main verses 3 through 5, but look at verse 1. Verse 1 says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Other words, it's saying, place your trust in God's deliverance. Amen. And don't worry about the wicked, nor envy wrongdoers. Amen. Verse 2 says, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither the green herb. Amen. So like grass, they shall soon fade away. Like plants, they shall soon die. Amen. And so what we're saying here is that place your trust in God's deliverance. Amen. Don't worry about or don't fret thyself because of evildoers. Amen. So as we look down through God's word, and he has spoken, not that he is speaking, he's already spoken. That's he wants to have a God consciousness to what he already said. And don't get caught up in all of what appears to be the right thing. And we're hearing this so much of what's going on in the world between Israel and all Hamas, however you say it, amen. But what I come tonight to just tell you is trust in God, amen. let your mind be made up. I got to hear God. But right now, a lot of people talking. There's a lot of things being said to the point that you can be overwhelmed, to the point that you cannot really know what the truth is. You can assume what the truth is, but a lot of times because so much has been said, and it's been said by people who appear, come on somebody, appear to be that confidant that you may have, that person that you may think is very sound in what they're saying. But and then to the point that you lose sight of what God has already said. Amen?
So
one of the most puzzling questions for believers is, why do the righteous suffer while the wicked prosper? Amen. And that's a legitimate question. You know, just one of the many things we wrestle with in this life that we don't understand. Amen. So this Psalm 37 is the first of three psalms that address this old age question. Amen. David composed the present psalm in the latter years of his life. And he wrote, I'm going to give you some history. And he wrote with the authority of one who had lived long enough, come on, James, to see these principles come to pass. And someone can attend our life if we have lived, amen, through a lifetime and through our ups and our downs, our hills and molehills and mountains, amen, that God has truly blessed us. He has helped us. You know, and we come to understand and through our relationship that, you know, the true word where it says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Come on, somebody. So there are times that we didn't walk right. You know, we was right, but we wasn't walking right. Amen? What I'm saying is that and if we just stay humble enough to know that God is in control. Amen?
Yes,
and what I'm saying tonight, amen, is that we just got to stay humble. Amen. And don't forget that we have not always been where we at right now.
Got that right.
So with that being said, as we get more into this word, 37 is addressed directly to the people rather than God. Amen. And it continues the theme of Psalm 36 by dealing with our response to the wickedness of evildoers. Amen. David.
That's right.
David wrote to comfort God's people. Amen. And we need to be comforted. Amen. Paul put it this way, that would edify, exhort, and comfort one another. And that means build up comfort. So David wrote to comfort God's people, to assure us of God's righteousness and to teach us that we can trust the Lord. Amen. Everything the Lord promises will come to pass in his time.
Yes,
amen. Until it does. Come on, somebody. Until it does, we should continue to what? Live righteously, not worry about the wicked. I mean, and this is an on-time word because it's so much evil, so much wickedness going on today. And I just know from my day, the last few days, and even to this morning, that the Lord had me to be quiet because most people in the room seem to have all the answers to what's going on in Israel. Amen. And all these philosophers and all these people have said all these things. And the Lord just told me, just stand still. Like he said in Psalm 46 and 10, be still and know that I am God.
I am God.
Everything, just remember that everything the Lord said, he promised it's some kind of, and don't worry.
Amen.
He's saying, worry about the wicked. Amen. And rest. We are to rest in the confidence that the Lord will do what is right. Can I get a witness? Amen. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
That we rest in the confidence that the Lord will do what is right. Amen. Again, to reemphasize, how to live wisely in a wicked generation. And my first point is place your trust in God's deliverance. Amen. Place your trust in God's deliverance. Mm-hmm. We cannot simply look the presence of overdoers in our world, evildoers. Amen. As much as we might wish to do so, it is especially hard, come on somebody, to ignore the fact that sinful people seem to prosper while godly people hardship. Amen. Many of the world's most successful people live in total defiance of God's command. Amen. In addition, can I just teach tonight a little bit? Can I just teach?
Yes.
In addition, most of us at one time or another will have to deal with personal wrongs committed against us ungodly people. Amen. So the question is, how should we respond when wicked people rise up against us and prosper at our expense? Amen. And that through David's experience, as I'm sharing tonight, God teaches us to trust in him. Amen. This on-time word. We are to look beyond the immediate injustices we face. Look beyond all that and look instead to God's promises. Amen. For both the wicked and the righteous. Don't worry about the wicked, nor envy wrongdoers. It's telling us that in verse 1 and 2. Amen. Three times in this psalm, the Lord, through David, admonishes us not to get upset over the ungodly. Amen. And this is the only time we understand. Don't get upset. Amen. By the ungodly.
Amen.
Amen. Now, usually, as we come here tonight, explaining this word, we're saying we should not allow ourselves to become emotionally aroused and worked up over what evildoers. Amen. A lot of people are going to come, and they're going to appear to have all the right answers. Amen. All of the news on TV, world news, and bear with me a little bit. One of the things that's loosely said these days is fact check. I'm fact checking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fact.
Yeah.
I'm fact checking. But most of the time, they're not fact checking it according to the word of God. Because, see, the only way we can know is by, even when we approach God's word ourselves, is through the Holy Spirit, by Holy Spirit. Amen. Is that all right, church? Because with so much going on in the world today, and everybody appear to think that they got the right answers. Amen. So David encouraged the righteous to fret over evildoers, for they are temporary and will quickly, like grass, amen, wither away. Amen. The key to security is to what? To light in the Lord. Because if you delight in the Lord, then he would give you your heart's desire, according to verse
1. Yes.
You can expect God's movement in your life. Come on now. I'm going to say it again. You can expect God's movement in your life when your thinking and desires match his. Amen. Our thinking and our desires have to match his. Amen. His desires to bless you more than you want to be blessed. So commit your to the Lord, as it says in verse 5. And if you entrust your entire life to the king's agenda, come on, huh? He will act on your and my behalf with righteousness and justice. Amen? Now, Our focus should be on God. I'm going to say again, our focus should be on God and not on the wicked. As I hear these people carry on today, the last few days, about Israel and over there and all that, you know, and debating and getting and arguments and everything, the Lord had me to stand still and be quiet because it wasn't time for me to even comment, for me to just thank God for his word. Because we have a made-up mind, y'all. We have a made-up mind that we just got to trust in God. Like my cousin got a book wrote, don't skip the process. Don't skip God's process. Amen?
So understand that
God has already spoken, and he's revealing things today, but we're missing it because we are listening to all the wrong people instead of hearing what thus said the Lord. It says trust in the Lord and do good, then you will live safely in the promised land. Amen. So, all the words, we are not to fret over evildoers. Amen. We should trust the Lord boldly. In other words, place our confidence in him. Now, when we do, we surrender to him and fully lean on him to take care of everything that concerns us. I'm saying trusting God. Amen.
That's right.
Help in mind tonight. Amen. That you're going to trust in God. Amen. Furthermore, we should not allow the wicked to distract or discourage us from doing the good works that God has commanded. Amen. So just a reference you can look at up or later in your own time would be Matthew 5:16. That's Matthew 5:16 and Ephesians 2:10. Amen. And as we trust, I'm talking about trust tonight, y'all. As we trust in the Lord and continue serving him, we will dwell safely in the land. Come on. I said we will dwell safely in the land, and he will feed us and care for the way a shepherd tends what to his flock. Come on, somebody. I'm just trying to give somebody some information to get them something to know that we got to trust in God. Amen?
Oh, yeah.
You can't trust unless you have what? A made-up mind that I'm not living right. Repent and turn from your ways. Amen? And that way you have a made-up mind that I'm going to go all the way.
Yeah.
A lot's happening. There's lots being said. The point, it can be frustrating. It can even be confusing. But that's why I'm saying just trust God. Amen. And one of the verses we have, that's a well-known verse that talks about trust, is Proverbs 3:5-6, where it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, and he will make your way. Now, this is a different translation, but I just want to make a point. Amen. And it says in Isaiah 26:4, it says, trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord himself is the rock eternal. Verse 5 says, he humbles those who dwell on high. He lays the lofty city low. He levels it to the ground and casts it down to the dust. Feet trample it down, the feet of the oppressed, the footsteps of the poor. There again, I'm just trying to give you something. In other words, what I'm giving you is already been given. Amen. So, my next point, a question rises, what is the key to trusting God? Amen. Number one is the fourth step to trusting God completely includes, number one, knowing who God is. Amen.
Yeah.
Knowing who God is. Number two is knowing God's heart and intentions for you. Amen. Number three, surrendering your control over the outcome and having patience. Amen. So I'm just trying to gather, and sharing, I also try to stir you tonight, amen, that these steps here is talking about can help us to trust God completely, amen, is knowing who God is, knowing God's heart and intentions for you, surrendering your control over and the outcome, and having what? Patience. Amen. We thank God, amen, whom all blessings flow. Amen. And so as we continue, it talks about when trouble or oppression arise, we are sometimes tempted to flee. Amen. But just know that God has placed you. Amen. And with that being said, know that God wants you to trust in him. Amen. We need to stay in God's will. Amen. Continuing to do what has called us to do. Amen. As we trust and obey him, he will protect us, and he already has provided for us. Amen. It says, in other words, take delight in the Lord. Be joyful and thankful. Then he will what? Fulfill the desires of your heart. I'm just causing a stir.
Yeah.
Verse 4, amen. Take delight. Verse 4, take delight in the Lord. Be joyful and thankful. Then he will fulfill the desires of your heart. We should never allow wicked people to rob us of the Lord's joy. Take it, witness. I'm going to say it again. We should never allow wicked to rob us of our joy, of the Lord's joy. Now, to reemphasize, we in this time we in right now, and so many people seem to answer about Israel, you know, Hamas and all of them, amen. And they're giving all these facts, appear to be facts. But my thing, my word to you is that seek the Lord, trust in him. And see, the Holy Spirit, the third in the Trinity, is there to lead you, to guide you, and bring things to your remembrance and allow you to be able to see and understand. See, this really is a test, y'all. It's a test for you to see where you are in Christ, because you've been bombarded. You've been overwhelmed by everybody, the news, the media, and even churches, amen. Everybody seems to have the right answer, but are you listening to the Holy Spirit? Amen. That's my question tonight. Are you listening to the Holy Spirit? Amen. See, so when our minds are troubled by the deeds of the ungodly, we should make every effort to do what? Redirect our thoughts to the Lord. Amen. Redirect them. Because if you've been seen to be overwhelmed and bummed by all of this unnecessary chatter, it may be that you need to redirect your thoughts to the Lord. Amen. Our joy ought to be in our unchanging relationship with him. Amen. Therefore, it should not be negatively affected by our circumstances or by the actions of others. Amen. So I'm winding down right now. But as you say, when we delight ourselves in the Lord, God promises that he will grant us the desires of our heart. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
Jesus taught us the same truth, saying, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. That's John 15:7. Amen. So John echoed the same in his first epistle. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have this petition that we desire of him. As 1 John 5, verse 14 to 15. So it's wind down to the commit. Commit everything you do to the Lord
and trust him. That's verse 5 and 6. Amen. So what we're saying, trust God. Amen. In other words, you may be going through a lot tonight, but I charge you to have a made-up mind. And say, and just come to a conclusion that my mind is made. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust God's process in the midst of everything that's going on. And if you don't, if you're not quite sure what the truth is, don't engage in a lot of stuff that seems to be so overwhelming, but just draw closer to the Lord. Amen? Because this is what God desires you and me to do anyway. So when we trust him, he will help us by taking care of everything that contains us, that concerns us, shall I say, bringing his purpose to pass. Amen?
That's
so with that being said,
amen.
I'm going to pass it on. I'm going to pass this on, Brother James. I hope there's something been said tonight that's been a blessing to you. So God bless you. Have a smile upon you. Until next time, God bless you.
Likewise. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor King, on tonight. And that is, like you said earlier, before you started into this message on tonight, this is a much-needed word for such a time as this. We have to be determined. We have to be determined, no matter what's going on around us, no matter what we see, no matter how we feel, we have to have a made-up mind that I'm determined to go with Jesus all the way. Because guess what? I am a follower of Jesus because I have accepted him as my personal Lord and Savior. And then his word says, before he left here, he said, greater works we were going to be able to do. Because while Jesus was here in the flesh, he can only be in one place at one time. But he knew he was going back to the Father. So he told us, his disciples, the followers of Jesus Christ, the believers in Jesus Christ, that greater works were we going to be able to do. And that's why I thank God for this worldwide social platform, for this worldwide ministry. Jesus, God, they both knew, because Jesus, God, the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit knew all these things that we are experiencing and dealing with even on today was going to come into existence. So that's why we have to be thankful for social media, because social media can be good, but also it can be a bad thing. But it's a good thing when social media is being used in the right way, that ministries can go forth and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ to millions of people around the world that sometimes are not able to hear God's word. So that's why I thank God for this worldwide platform, this worldwide ministry, that is worldwide. And not only that, God has opened the door now for it to be heard through prisons all over America. So prisoners are being blessed by this ministry as well. I do get feedback from some of the prisoners through my social media or through my Facebook page, because they cannot dial into the show like a lot of you do. Dial in and listen to the broadcast live, but they go to the website. They're listening to this ministry, and they got the glory for it. So thank you, Pastor Norman. For everybody on tonight that's listening in, is your mind made up? Do you have a truly made up mind to follow Jesus, to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, no matter what's going around you? Even when you see people being blessed, extremely being blessed, and they're not even followers of Jesus Christ. They have not accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. It seems like, remember that word, seems like they're being blessed. Keeper, you still watching of his word. Like he promised that he's going to bless his people. When we are being doers of his word and not just hearers only, in God's timing, like Pastor King said, in God's timing, it's like my brother's book says, it's a process. Don't skip God's process. You got to wait on God. And it's all about God's timing, because he knows when to bless us. So right now, we thank God again for Pastor Norman King for this word on tonight. I pray that you were blessed and inspired and encouraged by this word on tonight. I know I was. So right now, we're going to open up the phone lines for those that have dialed in on tonight. If you were blessed by this word, if you was encouraged or inspired by tonight's message from Pastor King, a lot of people do dial in, but they don't say anything, but we still thank God for them as well. So if you are dialed in and you know, until Can you mute your phone? Please mute your phones if you're not actually speaking, because the phone lines are open now. So if you're not going to be speaking, please mute your phones until you are getting ready to speak, so we can drown out any noise back, so that we can hear the callers as they speak to Pastor Norman King. The lines are open right now. Anyone? The lines are open right now for those of you that have called in. Praise the Lord. If you were blessed by tonight's message.
Yeah.
If you were blessed by tonight's message, let Pastor King know. Praise the Lord. Hello.
I was blessed. Praise the Lord. I was blessed by the word tonight, and it was so true of what that message was saying.
Yeah.
And I thank the Lord, and keep up the good work, Reverend King.
Amen, Sister Mary Ann King. Thank you. It's good to know that you are encouraging your brother. He's not only the brother in the Lord, but he's your natural brother by blood. So we thank you for faithfully tuning in and being blessed by God's word. By chance, is Essie Tip on the line with us tonight?
Yes, she is.
Praise the Lord, Essie Tip.
Praise the Lord. I really enjoyed the message tonight.
Amen.
And I'm going to keep on, keep on, keep on. And I want my nephew to keep on preaching the word.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen. You're quite welcome. Lord, we're praying for you, Essie and Mary Ann. We continue to lift you all up in prayer. So we're asking you all to do the same for us, that we continue to pray one for another. All right. The phone lines are open for anyone else. Amen.
Yes.
Stay encouraged, Sister Edmonton and Mary Ann. You all stay encouraged. Everyone that's dialed in on tonight, stay encouraged in the Lord. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open for anyone else that have dialed in.
Yeah, your cousin. North Carolina.
Is this
Slick King.
Is this Herman King?
It's Junior.
You know this.
Lord, Jesus, praise the Lord.
First
look at
time.
God. Look at
first
God.
Time.
Look at God. Look at God. I
believe in miracles, brother. I believe in
miracles.
Miracle
signs and wonders. I do too.
Yes,
miracle
sir.
Signs and wonders. That's what my pastor
yes,
said.
Sir.
Miracle signs and wonders. No matter what it
all
looks
right,
like, God can
right.
turn it around. Yes. God
yes,
can
sir.
Turn it around. No matter what it looks like right now, he can turn it around or that he get the glory. Yes. So thank you so much for dialing in. Cousin Herman King Jr., thank you so much. I know you were blessed by the word. Thank you for dialing in on tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
And encourage your brother on tonight. Listen,
amen.
Anyone else?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, cousin. Anyone else? That's his brother, Herman King Jr. from Greensboro, North Carolina. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. We see that we have our sister in Christ, Chela Doss, on the line, one of our faithful members of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, as we know that she is still experiencing problems with her throat. But I do want you to know that she is on the line, Pastor Norman King, and she's always encouraging the guests. But we want to continue to lift her up in prayer. So we're ready to close out for tonight. But guess what? Listen, next Thursday night, none other than Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C., will be delivering God's word on next Thursday night. He always has a profound word from the Lord, as we always get profound words from everyone that faithfully deliver God's word over this worldwide ministry platform. We don't take it lightly or for granted. We give God the glory. So continue to keep up my family in your prayers. Continue to lift up my aunt, Lily Mae King, in your prayers. Again, she's at home under hospice right now. But we know that God is a healer, turn that situation around for his glory. And we want to continue to keep her husband, my uncle Malachi, and your king in your prayers. We want to keep my aunt Eola Hogue and her entire family in your prayers as we funeralized her husband, Uncle Jeff, on last Saturday in Marion, Alabama. All those that are sick and afflicted, those that have lost loved ones, whether we know them or not, keep each other lifted up in prayer. The word of God says that faithful, the prayers of the righteous still avail as much. I thank you all for tuning in on tonight. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you. And guess what? God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.